Get in here. Give us your perspective. We're listening. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back to Perspectives. This is Ashley Burgess, and glad to have you back on our third segment this evening. Always fun and exciting information we learn. I thought that scenario was pretty cool. You know, just like what I've been telling everybody the whole time, the concept that going out and about, meeting people and doing fun stuff is what life's about. And, you know, if we don't do that, we don't get to have the camaraderie of other people. We don't get to learn from other people, what have you. You might not even find those people that have the same perspective as you do. So, you know, going out and getting out and about can really help you out. So joining us tonight, Cynthia Smoot. Are you on the line, Cynthia?
Hey, Ashley, I am here.
How are you doing this evening?
I'm great. I can't wait to tell you about all the fun things coming up this week.
Well, I can't wait to hear. You know, I think I've told you, I'm a really big dog lover, and I think most of my listeners know that. You know, I have a dog. He's a miniature bull terrier named Buddy, and Buddy loves riding in the car, and he loves to eat, and he loves to walk, and he likes to take walks, and I don't know if I mentioned that he loves to eat. You know, his love for food is, you know, only shadowed by the love of attention, and he likes to ham it up for us humans, you know. Is there anything that Buddy and I can do this coming up weekend that might be fun for us?
Well, one of my favorite charities is Operation Kindness, and they will be hosting their 18th annual Dog Day Afternoon event next Saturday, September 29th, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Flagpole Hill Park at White Rock Lake. It's going to be a super fun, family-oriented event, and you are definitely encouraged to bring your dogs with you. They'll have lots of vendors there that are giving away free items, including dog food and treats and toys. They're going to have some canine contests for best costumes, stupid pet tricks, best pooch smooch. So you and Buddy could see how his dog kisses stack up to others. They're going to have food trucks, live music. Ashley, there's even going to be a pet psychic. You can see what Buddy's thinking. There's going to be free goodie bags for the first 1,000 people, face painting for the kids, and Natural Balance Pet Foods will be doing free microchipping for the first 40 dogs. And all of this is free, so it's going to be a super fun day that you can do for the whole family, including your pet.
I've always wanted to know if my dog was just a genius. You know, if he was thinking about, you know, making rotary engines or helping, you know, invent the next technology, but...
Right. Maybe. Or which Real Housewife of New Jersey is his favorite?
Ooh. Yeah, I'd like to know that, too. I wonder if he has a secret crush on Caesar Milan or anything like that, too. I don't know. We'll see. You know, but it's kind of, these things are fun. And, you know, Cynthia knows how to have fun, and she knows how to also make it a family time as well. But we also were talking about how many of us don't have to worry about where our next meal is coming from. But some of our neighbors do, unfortunately. And we can stomp out hunger in this country with everybody's help. We at least can begin to stomp out hunger in our Metroplex and in the process meet some wonderful people. And what's going on to help us stomp out hunger this week, Cynthia? That's so important.
Absolutely. Well, listen, Ashley, your listeners can help support a wonderful event that's going to support the North Texas Food Bank called the Peanut Butter Blitz. Also on Saturday the 29th from 2 to 4 p.m., it'll be at Stonebriar Center in Frisco, located near the Nordstrom's entry on Level 1. And this event is a food drive to collect peanut butter and raise awareness for the North Texas Food Bank. Now, you may be asking, why peanut butter? And it turns out that peanut butter has a really high nutritional value, but it's typically in low supply at food banks due to its high cost. So this event will be hosted by NBC News anchor Mark Hayes, former Dallas Cowboy Tony Casillas, and a couple of stars from one of our local reality shows, Big Rich Texas. You can meet Melissa Poe and her daughter, Maddie.
That's awesome. You know, I'm a big fan of Big Rich Texas. And, well, wait a second. It looks like we have a special caller online, too. It's one of our favorite.
Let's see who it is.
Yeah, I think it's one of our favorite leading ladies from Big Rich Texas. Good evening.
Hello there, Ashley. Hi, Cynthia.
Hey, Melissa. How you doing?
I'm doing great, thank you.
It's great to have you here on Perspectives. You know, I know that you're hosting the Peanut Butter Blitz, and this is such a great it's such a great event. And the North Texas Food Bank is such a great organization that benefits so many individuals, especially in our Metroplex, that go hungry. Can you tell us a little more about the North Texas Food Bank and the Peanut Butter Blitz and what all that's about?
Okay, so the North Texas Food Bank, well, the reason why they're benefiting from that is because the Peanut Butter Blitz is the brainchild of Michelle Lamont. She's been a volunteer with the North Texas Food Bank forever, And so one of the things that they are always in very short supply of is peanut butter. And even though it's very high nutritional value, as Cynthia said, it's the least thing that gets donated because it's more costly. So they rarely have it on their shelves. It's the thing they need the most. Like one jar of peanut butter will actually make 12 sandwiches, and they're in short supply of it. So Michelle decided to have the drive. She had it last year. She's having it this year. And so we're going to have the food drive next Saturday, which is September 29th. And we're asking everyone to come out, either bring a jar of peanut butter or bring a case of peanut butter. But the great thing about this is that Zoda Shop is one of our donors. They pledged to match jar for jar or dollar for dollar up to $1,000 in peanut butter. So they made it very, very easy. You can go on to www.zotashop.com. You can go on there, you click, coming to North Texas Food Bank, you click on there, you can say, like, if you want like a $30 donation, $30 will actually buy an entire case of peanut butter. I mean, I don't know how easy that is. Super easy. You point click, you buy. You don't even have, it gets shipped directly to the North Texas Food Bank. So they make it super easy. And if you buy it on there, it gets matched. And the whole reason why I got involved was because I found out that over any given weekend in the DFW area, 18,000 kids would go hungry if it was not for the next North Texas Food Bank Food for Kids program. They provide the Friday backpacks for kids to take home and to eat over the weekend. And to me, that was heartbreaking, and that's actually a staggering number to find out that our kids in the area would go that many kids would go hungry if it was not for North Texas Food Bank. So I'm very, very proud and honored to be part of this program. And so I ask everyone and I beg everyone to please come out next Saturday, because the first person, I've actually got several people, so now I'm having to like hunt around and get some extra shirts. But for everyone that brings a case of peanut butter, I'm going to give a blinged up Big Rich Texas t-shirt with everyone, the whole entire cast has signed it.
Oh, that's awesome.
So everyone awesome. To please come
I love
out.
That. Yeah.
Wow, that's awesome, Melissa. You know, I really thank you for coming on this evening and sharing that with our listeners and Cynthia and I. It's great stuff that y'all are doing, and I'd like to ask you, once Big Rich Texas season begins, I'd like to have you come on and give us your perspectives on a lot of things.
I would love to do that. You know what, the season is actually, it's going to be fun, but it's over-the-top craziness. You know, there's some drama. Obviously, there's always going to be drama, but it's actually fun drama this season. So this to me has been my best and my most fun season yet, because it's been crazy, good drama fun, and not mean-spirited fun.
Yes, that's good. I like...
Melissa, I heard you ladies are taking a little trip to the Big Easy this season, so I can't wait to see how the ladies of Big Rich Texas take over New Orleans. I'm looking forward to that episode.
Yeah, stay tuned. Me too. I'm kind of, in New Orleans, you eat and drink a little bit. We kind of did our fair share of that, so we'll see how that. We'll see what happens on it. I don't even know what happened half the time, because we had our fair share of drinking in New Orleans, so we shall see how that turns out.
Sounds like fun, though.
Yeah, fun indeed.
That's awesome. Well, I'd like to have you back on, and we really appreciate you coming on, and want you to have
Thanks
a good night this
guys.
Evening, and definitely we'll be out there at the mall at Stonebriar to get some peanut butter out there to some people.
Maddie would love to say goodbye to everyone tonight. Hold on.
Hi, I love you all. Hope you have a great night. Bye,
Maddie. Thank you
Bye.
For coming on.
Thanks, guys. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye. They're so sweet. They're awesome. You know,
I love Maddie and Melissa. They're awesome. They're my favorite mother-daughter duo in Big Rich, Texas. Melissa is as beautiful inside as she is out, and you can tell by the work that she's doing with the North Texas Food Bank. So, Ashley, if your readers want to know, or listeners, sorry, I'm used to saying readers. If your listeners want to know more about this event, go to peanutbutterblitz.com. It's a fabulous event next Saturday.
That's awesome. No, that's great. And there's all kinds of information on Cynthia's website, too, and we'll talk about that before we wrap up this segment this evening. But, you know, it's really great when you do things that are right by others. You know, it's good to give yourself a treat, you know, and that treat could be in the form of, let's say, maybe a corn dog or, you know, a frosty beverage or maybe some cotton candy.
Well, listen, we can't leave tonight without talking about my absolute number one favorite event of the year, and that's the State Fair of Texas. It opens Friday, September 8th, and it's going to run through October 31st. Or 21st, sorry. I take my family to the fair every year, and so I always like to know what's new, because I could walk around that place with my eyes closed. I've been so many times, but they always have some new and exciting exhibits. And this year, an old-time fair park tradition, the swan paddle boats, will be replaced by an ancient Chinese tradition,
known as the Chinese Lantern Festival. And I'm kind of excited about this. It's basically going to light up the entire lagoon. By day, the display will showcase Chinese art in the form of giant animals, buildings, and different story scenes. But by night, the same pieces will morph into a glowing display of color as the lantern sets are illuminated from within. So I think that's going to be really pretty and something fun to see, a little visual cultural art display there. And this Saturday, you can see Kevin Costner and Modern West play live on the main stage. Did you even know Kevin Costner was in a band?
No, I didn't.
I did not either. So, you know, if you're a Kevin Costner fan, you can head on out next Saturday night and check him out.
That's
so for me, the fair is all about food, fried foods to be exact. And this year we have some really fun new entries onto the State Fair's fried food scene. Deep Fried Jambalaya won the media award for best taste this year. And the most creative winner was for a sweet bacon cinnamon roll, which has been dipped in pancake batter and topped with fried bacon crumbles. I mean, oh my goodness. Other entries include fried cactus bites, which sounds really interesting. Something called picnic on a stick, which is pieces of spicy fried chicken alternating with tater tots and dill pickle slices, mac and cheese sliders, a deep fried chocolate tres leches cake, a fried pork wing, and fried Mexican firecrackers, which is a spicy chicken and cheese and jalapeno mix wrapped in fresh made masa dough and deep fried. So, I mean, there is a plethora of fried goodness there for everybody. Now, general admission to the State Fair is $16, but there are discounts and deals all over the place. And if you visit my website, I have a link to a complete list of discounts. So you should never pay full price for the fair because there's always something where you can take a Dr. Pepper can or, you know, get a label from something. So there's a million different ways to get discounts, and I have a whole list for you over at my website, osocynthia.com.
Yes, and if you did miss anything, www.osocynthia.com, because all this stuff sounds so yummy, and it sounds great fun. And it looks like we have another week that's coming with social triumph with all the help of Out and About with Cynthia Smoot. So appreciate
you. Well, the weather's getting a little cooler, and that just means you've got no excuse to get up off the couch and get out there and do something fun.
Most definitely. I totally agree. And with your help, people can know all kinds of stuff. And if you check out the website, if you missed anything here, plus probably another million things you'll find. So.
Well, thanks for having me on, and I'll be back next Sunday night.
Looking forward to it, Cynthia. You have a wonderful night.
All right. Bye, Ashley.
Bye, Cynthia. Bye. Yeah, it's wonderful. People are doing some really great things for people. And, you know, that is shocking when Melissa said that there's roughly 18,000 children that are going hungry in the Metroplex. This is awful. I mean, that's just unbelievable. We got to change that. And we have the ability to change that. So everybody has the ability to buy some peanut butter, go out there, Stonebriar, show up. And there is a website, too. I think that it's called Peanut Butter Blitz. And I think if you just Google that, you'll find it as well if you missed any of this. And also go to osocynthia.com. And also, you can check out my Facebook page as well. That'll have it on there. You know, now I always have this fun, and I love Jake Busey, and you know how much I love him, and I love listening to his perspective on the Busey Minute. And it looks like we have another great minute from Mr. Busey now.
And they called me Jake Busey. And now, with the reality shows and Twitter and the things that my dad are doing, I've gone from being Jake Busey back to being Gary Busey's kid. And it's a really, really weird thing how our attention spans have just gotten so short. And I've got a daughter on the way. She's due to arrive here in the world July 31st. And you know, it's pretty insane to see how different things are. But that's a whole other topic. Anyhow, I guess we can wrap up the short attention span theater rant, but I just want to say, think about appreciating things for more than just the second, the millisecond that they're here. All right, and that's Jake signing out.
You know, everything you kind of have to think about in that perspective is that a lot of times we overlook what really truly is important. A lot of times we get caught up in the everyday, day-to-day, the run around, the fast-moving, and sometimes just having a soda with a loved one or just sitting there and communicating can be so important. And it seems like, you know, you're at the time you're more interested in going to whatever party you're doing and everything, and it's like you miss the big picture, the most important things in life. And Jake always has a way of saying things just the way it is. You know, when we come back after this break, we're going to be having our studio roundtable discussion, and we're going to be talking, like I told you about, which is going to be really neat, about eavesdropping and the etiquette involved with that, and how to deal with it properly, how to respect your fellow man, how to show compassion at the same time, you know, I don't know, have a good time, have a good life, do what's right, have good karma coming to you, all that good stuff. So we're going to take a really, really short break, and you know what, I want you to keep the dial at 570 AM, I want it KLIF.com on, and just appreciate y'all listening, and if you want to make a comment on this next segment, just call 888-787-5543. We'll be right back.